My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tries to find his scammer Belinda a job again, and that usually means writing porn. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, so on one hand, you want to kill me, and on the other, you want to hug me. I go, yes, you are what I call a mindfuck, but you are my mindfuck. She goes, wow, how does the mindfuck work? So I go, oh, it is very messy. Synapses fire all over the place. That's really what I typed. I go, it's a phrase. Don't worry about it. Of all the things to fuck your mind, is not on my list. She goes, I see. I go, good. A mindfuck is somebody who's confusing and plays with the mind. Are there any other fucking questions, or will that be all, LOL? She goes, I guess that will be all. I go, okay, let me know. I'll be your fucking dictionary, LOL.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, okay, thanks. I go, no problem. Anything for you.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, oh, yeah, that's a great line. Yuck! He disagrees with my assessment.
Not trying to get in your pants, Tom.
No. Yeah, he's been talking about dancing around to the jungle music, too. So I had to share that mental image with you, too.
Who's dancing around? Trucker Thomas?
Yes. He goes, now try to sleep with that image in your head. And I'm like, I'm not going to.
It's a creepy man.
I'll never sleep tonight.
So she goes, how was your day?
Oh, yeah, that's not random.
I go, good, especially since I got to spend some time with you. How about yours?
Yeah.
Not so good, but hope will be better soon. I go, what happened? Kasha, that's her daughter, reopened school today, and I have to pay her fees and other things, which is hard, but I hope things get better soon so I can take care of them.
Oh, gee, you have money troubles? Oh, what a shock.
I'm sorry, babe. You have to try and get a job.
I was just about to take a sip of my drink, and I almost spit it all over my laptop.
She goes, yeah, still work on it, but it's not easy to find one. I go, I know. I go, do you want me to try and go back to the company and do that porn stuff again? I had walked away from them because I don't like it, but if you want, I can beg to give me another chance. She goes, well, I guess. I don't have any other options left. I go, there are always other options. You can work part-time at the orphanage again.
Yeah, how is it that she doesn't have that job? When did that go away?
She goes, that takes too much of my time. I don't get time for my kid, and I want to be there for her. I go, I thought she spent time at the orphanage for school.
Yeah.
Or is that more Agnes lies?
Yeah, that was when the kid was a boy, too.
Yeah, good point.
That was before the sex change.
When she lost her penis, it was...
It was all downhill from there.
I go, we used to go to the... She goes, we used to go to the orphanage when there was no school. She attends school somewhere else. I go, okay. I feel like to know you, I have to know two of you.
Yes.
She goes, how does that work? I go, I don't know if it does, but I'm trying. Anything I can do to cheer you up? She go, it's okay. The job offer is more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, there are no guarantees with that. I can try, but they are not happy with me. Okay, got my hopes up. My bad. That's what she says.
Yeah.
I can try. Listen, realistically, at this point, all I can deliver is love. More and more, it looks like I'll be very poor in the near future.
Interesting that she's still hanging on.
I'm quite the catch. She goes, oh, sorry to hear that. I go, me too. I know you were hoping for something better. She goes, whatever happens, I am here and always will be here for you. I go, and I am, and I for you. I am poorer than when we met, but better than when we met. I hope that counts for something. She goes, I guess so.
Wow, she's really stand by your mankind, didn't
mm-hmm.
she?
I go, it sounds like you're disappointed by that. She goes, oh, no, far from that. I go, are you sure? She goes, why not? I go, why not what? I mean, I am not disappointed. Okay, I go, okay, I hope not. She goes, oh, okay. I still get the feeling that you were let down by me. She goes, it is not that. I got my hopes up on something that has not happened yet, so I felt bad when I was faced with reality. I am sorry, Belinda. I did not wish it to go this way. I will make money again, though. Little carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Little carrots. Baby carrots. It's okay. It happens and life must go on. True. I feel terrible. Not for me, but for you.
Mm.
She goes, why is that? Please don't be. Because I guess you were counting on me having the money I used to have. It's not that. I thought I had an opportunity open for me. I guess it didn't happen. I go, I did not say that. If you really want to write porn, I will try for you. Is that what you want? I know that's what the audience wants.
Yes.
She goes, I don't have an option. I go, yes, you do. I'm sure there is. You want this, so I will try to make it happen for you.
you what, more mutilated English porn.
Yeah, those are good times. I go, tell me how it works so I know I'm getting into. I go, you write porn like we always did. Sometimes you're on set and have to rewrite stuff. You have done it. You just need to create interesting plots and wild sex. There's just a lot of sex, drugs, and alcohol, and it is not the best place for me to be.
Yeah.
Because then I guess you should forget about it. You know, if it is what you want, I will try. Love is about sacrifice, right? She goes, it's okay. It's not safe. I go, it is your decision. She goes, yeah. I go, what a sad pair we make, LOL. She goes, LOL.
Ah.
As far as Mugos go, I stink, LOL.
Wow.
She goes, don't say that. I feel bad when you do. I go, why? She goes, nothing. I go, what nothing? It's okay. I've had a long day. It's late. I feel sleepy. Good night.
Oh.
Huh? Okay. I guess so. I think there is something you are not telling me. Good night, I guess.
So she, well, you know, because whenever you say that you're a Mugu, that implies that she's a scammer. So she's saying every time you bring up that I'm a scammer, it makes me feel bad.
I'm a dick.
Okay.
So what do you think of that?
I think that that was interesting because here she is saying that, and I know that this is part of what they do, but here she is saying that, you know, oh, well, you're not have a lot of money anymore. Well, that's okay. I'm still here.
Which has been the interesting thing about her the whole time because, yeah, you know, she came clean right before the money was coming.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, she does all these scammery things.
And then turns around and does something that is unexpected.
Yeah.
So that's why she is fascinating because it's always this roller coaster ride of, is she, I mean, she's full of bullshit, but then she'll do something that almost sounds real. And I can see how this could be the ultimate, you'll pardon the phrase, mind fuck on people who are a little bit gullible and lonely and looking for love.
If
you know?
This is her game,
yeah,
she's a genius at it.
Yes.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.